This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan officials are counting votes after Saturday's presidential election that was held amid repeated threats and some isolated attacks by the Taliban. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy, Abdullah Abdullah.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Election officials say turnout was low, with only about 20% of the country's more than 9 million eligible voters casting ballots. Hong Kong protests turned violent on Sunday in some of the most widespread violence in more than 3 months of anti-government unrest. Reuters' Amir McCarthy has that story.
Proudly flying the Chinese flag, around 200 Hong Kongers from pro-Beijing groups rallied across the city ahead of Chinese National Day on Tuesday. Some demonstrators calling for the end of opposition protests, which have gripped the city for months.
I'm proud as a Chinese. I'm proud living in Hong Kong.
Meantime, anti-Chinese protesters were flying flags from across the globe
to give pressures upon the Beijing government not to carry them anymore.
But their march quickly descended into chaos.
That's Reuters' Amir McCarthy reporting. This is VOA News.